case number 12834, TREWR2 LLC and Newton Farms LLC are seeking a time extension request of 1 year. I believe you have a copy of the letter.
For our newer members, we occasionally get some of these time extension requests. Our board approvals are good for 2 years, so the use has to begin within 2 years where construction has to have been underway in certain cases. An applicant does have a right to seek an extension of up to a year for good cause shown. So that's the standard the board would have to look at in weighing the extension request. I know we do have a letter from Mr. Hutt in the record about that. I see him here. So and board could ask questions of him if you wish, but I know he's written a letter about their position on it.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. As was just introduced, this is an application for a one-year extension. The original case was with TREWR2 LLC and Newton Farms LLC. Since that time, the property has been acquired by Mount Air Farms of Delaware. And as was indicated in the letter requesting the extension, there have been a number of approvals that have been sought. There's actually, many of you I know are probably familiar with the property. There is a Deldot yard that's right there. There was a swap of entrances to help accommodate the future development of this property. All of those things with the various agencies, Deldot and such, take time. And so there's a request to extend this for a year to allow more time to work through the agencies. As was noted in my letter, and as is indicated in the board's written decision, as well as the application, one of the protections that existed in this matter for the special use for the benefit of any board members who didn't hear the case originally, which I think is most of them, this was a special use exception because this activity, even though it is a heavy industrial zoning classification, certain uses require a special use exception. So this is one of them for a feed mill. Of course, there's a feed mill directly across the street that's a competitor's a feed mill in that area. So it's certainly the right location for those things. And this process, the agency approval process, just takes longer. But even in the original application that was filed with this, the protections that are afforded to the public are because you have to go to the county for site plan review. You have to go through the county for building code review. The conservation district will, of course, look at the stormwater management for the site. The Office of State Fire Marshal will look at the overall safety of the site to make sure that it functions and operates safely. In this case, there will also be further reviews by DENREC. The health department will be involved because this involves feed. The DELDOT will, of course, be involved with respect to entrances off and on the highway. The FAA gets involved because of the height of these grain mills and such. So there are a number of these things that are actively being sought. In the letter, I referenced the air permit specifically, and this request is just for the year, maximum year extension that the board has the authority to grant so that that agency process can be completed and this feed mill can be erected. I'm happy to answer any questions that any of the board members or staff or Mr. Sharp may have.
Do you have a sense of like what the timeline is for the approval of various ones that are still outstanding? And is there an expectation that they will?
Yes, I mean, that is the expectation, is that Most of them, I think, are probably in the 6 to 9 month timeframe. We're hoping not to push that year envelope, of course, but yes, the expectation is that they can all be achieved within that year time.
Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? So, Mr. Sharp, we are looking for a motion to approve or deny a year extension for this application.
That's right. Yeah, whether the applicant has demonstrated good cause for the extension.
I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we extend the time request for case number 12834 for TREW LLC and Newton Farm LLC.
I have a motion.
Is that for a year?
For 1 year.
1 year.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingrey?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Lovengood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12834 has a year time extension. Correct? Is that to the day?
It'd be 1 year from the prior, whenever the prior one.
All right.
Ended.
All right, then.
From the day.